It says three times in the Torah, gadi levimo. You can't mix milk and meat. So the Gemara, what do we need three times? So the Gemara has a drasha. It says, it teaches me three things. One, so the prohibition of eating. Right. In Israel, you can't eat milk and meat. Cook. Well, what starts with number one is you can't cook. There's a biblical prohibition to cook milk and meat. Right. There's a second prohibition to eat milk that was cooked, milk and meat together, and eating it. And the third prohibition is to get benefit from it. So therefore, you know, so there's no problem on the dog. The dog can eat anything. The dog doesn't have to keep kosher. It's the owner.
You can't benefit right, from it. Right.
Right. If someone like, you know, if you dumped it somewhere and someone ran, you know, you have no idea who it is, you know, that would, but if you're feeding your animal, so you're benefiting. So therefore, all year round, you can't get benefit. In fact, there's an interesting discussion. They asked Rav Soloveitchik about, let's say you're doing a science project.
Yeah.
And in the lab, let's say they're cooking bus of a cola. Like, it's not even edible. They're not even eating it. But could you do for a science project, you know, could you, like, cook milk and meat? So, again, some would say you can't. But he quoted, I think, the quote from his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, who was Matir. Because based on the Rambam, there's a whole discussion. What is the whole reason? Why is there an issue to cook milk and meat? It's a biblical preventive measure. You shouldn't just come to eat it. The main thing is I'm not eating. In other words, the question is, even though it has the language of cooking in the Torah, but based on the Rambam, they want to claim that's the purpose behind it. So cooking is just a fence to not to eat it. So in a situation where you're not going to eat it, so then he wanted to say maybe it was okay.
So what did he say about the science?
He said it was okay. And also they discussed about it. Someone's if you're a cook, let's say, you want to take that chef class, right?
Are you allowed to cook it if you're saying you're not going to eat it?
Right, so you're not going to eat it, but so that's already different because that already is edible. They're, you know, they discuss also making chalk. There's some chalk where you cook it. So that's what they discuss, you know, in terms of how far, you know, there's the discussion how far it goes. But some say it's a biblical fence. Like, where else do we have normally when we have a preventive measure, it's rabbinical. I'll give you something to do with Pesach. Where do we find a biblical prevention? So someone to point out, we know there's a biblical prohibition to eat chametz. Right? Correct. And in addition, there's a biblical prohibition to own chametz. So some Rishonim point out, like, why can't I own chametz? So they say, because if you don't own it, you're not going to come to eat it. So usually you have Xeris Drabanan, but over here by Pesach and by Basar V'Cholov, some want to say it's examples of a biblical offense. So that's by all year round. However, chametz is only Isser on Pesach. And we know in addition to the Isser Achila, there's the Isser Hana. So it's a problem. Just like it's a problem feeding your dog. In fact, there was a big scandal in the Five Towns a long time ago. I know, scandal. It wasn't an intentional thing, like the case in Muncie. But what happened was, I guess it was in one of the stores there on Central Avenue, and someone noticed there was like milk in the dog. It was like during not Pesach. And they took, you know, they
were milk where?
In the dog food. Like, no one realized, you know, this might be, and they were just selling dog food and happened to be milk and meat in there.
They got dog food in and they didn't shut
the. Yeah, whatever. This is like 25, you know, 20 years ago, yeah. So therefore they didn't do it. But in general, so too here, there's an Isser Hana of chametz, so that's why it's a problem that giving, not just the dog, and feeding your animals by chametz. That's why, you know, so there's different etzahs about then if you sell your dog to someone, but then you have to, you know, you got to take the dog out and, like, you know, people talk
it's
about
quite easy to find.
Feeding the fish, you know, those.
It's quite easy to find good fine food for a dog.
So that's what they say. So today you could find things, but back in the day, you know, it was an issue, so they had to go looking around.
There's a dog like Scrappy, you could probably eat fine dining.